It's none of their business. It's none of their business what kind of gun.
So back in the 1930s when they outlawed Tommy guns. Money,
and they won't have anything over you anymore.
One down our throat. And how about worldwide gun
restrictions? Who swore an oath?
In a federal constitution, you would expect them to disobey that order. How would that work?
That's correct.
All right. Welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show, ladies and gentlemen. You'll disobey that order. That is correct. We disobey orders when they are unconstitutional. We don't believe in Hitler's plan where we obey orders and we say we're just following orders. No, we have a God we answer to. We have a supreme law of the land we answer to. And it's not to bureaucrats and professional do-gooders who pretend legislate whatever the heck they want and then mandate they're out of control and must be stopped. Boy, do we got an award-winning broadcast for you today. We got some information on the great state of Florida. We got some information on the great Kerry Lake. We got some information on doctors, a growing number of doctors rejecting the clot shots. The CDC gets caught in another lie and a whole lot more. We're just getting started. Plus, Sheriff Mack with a big win. We'll tell you all about it in seconds on Brighteon.tv.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the Bivy Stick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the Bivy Stick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 Bivy Sticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Live and hard hitting as always. Welcome back to the Sheriff Mac Show. Sheriff Mac, welcome, sir.
Well, thanks so much, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning.
Speaking of beautiful, it is beautiful, but it's freezing cold where I am, man. It's a high of like 20 degrees, sir. Global warming is kicking in, buddy.
Yeah, don't you know getting colder is part of global warming? Come on, what's the matter?
Yes, it is. And if you don't understand that, you're an idiot, and you need to go get a government-controlled education. Oh, boy. Where are we now, ladies and gentlemen? Well, hey, you know what? Speaking of beautiful, I have four good news pieces and a bad news piece. Which do you want first, Sheriff?
Always the bad news first.
All right, because then we get in on four good news notes. The bad news is gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake was now referred to the, quote, Arizona Attorney General for investigation on Monday afternoon. That's according to the, quote, referral, which came from the Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes, or Fontes, I don't know how you say that, because they say Lake violated state law, ladies and gentlemen. Why? By tweeting out copies of voter signatures in her tweets. So there you go. There is election fraud, and now they want to blame it on Carrie Lake. Wow. How do you even respond to this stuff, Sheriff?
Aren't those voter rolls public information? Anybody can look them up.
You can't tweet them, sir. You can't share them. You can't promote them. You can't. See, only Eric can steal the voter records and control them illegally and everything else. You, my friend, no, sir. Carrie, absolutely not. Any other government official? Now, if you found out they were on Hillary Clinton's server, sent out in her emails, it'd be okay, right? If Jeffrey Epstein had them, no problem. If Barack Obama or Joe Biden leaked them, no big deal. But if it was Trump or Carrie Lake or you or me, then it's curtains, sir. They're going to go after you like you would not believe. And that's sadly what they're doing to Carrie Lake. I wonder what her strike back move will be now.
Well, we kind of wondered what the states or these leftist Democrats, these criminal Democrats that are in office here in Arizona. And of course, the laughable Katie Hobbs. She literally laughed at the part of her oath of office when it said she would uphold the Constitution of the United States. She started laughing. She broke down laughing. She could not even control herself. Her mom had to rebuke her to get her to get serious about her oath of office. This is all a joke.
In my opinion, hold on. Do you let somebody take office who laughs or mocks their oath? Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. She's a Democrat. She's in. Yes.
Wow. All right. So that's the bad news. I don't want to dwell on that, but our prayers are with Carrie, and we'll try to get a hold of her and see if we can't get some better updates from her side of the story. But that's what we're hearing, and it's a shame upon shame. I mean, it adds insult to injury. It's one thing that they commit all these election frauds and shenanigans and mock and laugh at their oaths of office and betray the Constitution and promote, communist views and socialist views. And it's a whole nother thing, though, when they go after Carrie Lake for trying to get to the truth. And what does she get? Payback, retribution. Not only will the judge shut you down, but now we're going after you for these small infractions. Which voters did she harm in her tweets? Nobody even knows, but she's trying to highlight the criminal activity. And now, due to some arcane, strange, weird law, then they point at her. What a shame. All right, moving to good news, though. Florida, the great state of Florida, Ron DeSantis' country, could be the 26th state to change the laws to enable constitutional carry, Sheriff.
Yeah, I saw that. I think Florida was the first one to do concealed carry permits. And then, as you very well know, both of us were very familiar with the case of Sheriff Nick Finch in Liberty County, Florida, where a man was arrested.
Yeah, we helped fund his win, by the way. Sorry to interrupt. I want to make people understand what we do with their money, though, Sheriff. When you join the CSPOA, some of the way we spend the money. We helped fund Liberty Liberty County, Florida. We funded his defense on that, and we're grateful to do so.
He was charged criminally and suspended by the governor for nullifying the arrest of one of his constituents who was simply arrested because he didn't have his Florida permit when he was carrying a gun in his pocket. And he was not a criminal. He was not a prohibited felon. He was simply exercising his Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, and he was arrested for that in Florida. And we told people at the time, the permit, the concealed carry permit, is a double-edged sword. You already have the right to keep and bear arms. The choice of how you do that is yours, not the government's. And they ended up arresting this man. And it, ultimately, he was found not guilty. And it was on Halloween Day. I was there at the trial. And I was flying home when they announced that he was found not guilty. I saw it on an email on my computer when I was working on it. And this is the real sad thing here. This ultimately cost him his career, and it should have never even come up. And now the state is finally catching on that constitutional carry, if you don't have constitutional carry, then you have unconstitutional carry. And that's really where Florida has been for the last 20 years or so. And they have finally caught on with Vermont and Alaska and Arizona and numerous others that have gone this way, because the Constitution is being respected now.
And I want to be very clear. This is where the conservatives kind of miss the mark oftentimes. What they do is they say, hey, at least we can have constitutional carry, or I'm sorry, at least we can have concealed carry is better than nothing. And this is where we sell ourselves short as conservatives. The conservatives back in the day when carry started to become an issue, concealed carry, we should have pushed back for constitutional carry at the start. But sadly, we lose our rights, then we have to just absolutely claw and scratch and fight and kick and bite and do whatever to get them back. And so Florida could be the 26th state. Yeah. It's good news, but man, it's sure hard-fought news we should have had forever ago. And that's the point. But it is good news, and I hope Ron gets it done yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Ron, if you need help, call me, buddy. I'm here to help. Whatever you need me to do, I'm on it.
Yeah.
All right. A growing number of doctors, Sheriff, say they will not get or give COVID booster shots. Now, this is in the Epic Times. And I find this great news because they're waking up. One doctor says, listen, I was forced to get the vax. It is scientifically, criminally bankrupt. It's bogus. And doctors are realizing how abusive this is. And the next good news piece I have in relation to this is CDC now acknowledges overcounting COVID-19 hospitalizations. So I got a question for you.
Deaths.
If they double counted or overcounted hospitalizations, do you think they overcounted deaths too, Sheriff?
Yeah, they did. That's also on their list that they
did.
Oh,
shoot.
Yeah, sorry, but they did. And why did they, Sam? Because they wanted to rule by fear, and they wanted everybody to get this jab because they were promised it would save their lives. Liars!
Other than that, it's not so bad.
No.
I look at this, though, and I say, look, their credibility is destroyed, though, folks. If they're the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, working with the Food and Drug Administration and other government agencies, and they can't even keep the number of hospitalizations correct or the number of deaths correct, what can they keep correct? And the answer is they failed on vaccines. They said that it was safe and effective. They skipped all the trials and everything else, but they were confident to the point where they mandated these shots, criminally mandated them without authority, because the Constitution grants no such authority. And then they literally lied for a long time to cover it up, and now the truth is coming out. Everybody knows the vaccine people are less healthy than those who did not take the vax in the first place. Okay, this is serious. Unvaccinated persons are far healthier than vaccinated people. That's according to the International Journal of Vaccine. They call it Theory, Practice, and Research. They published a study about this on November 15th, 2022. Okay, and even Bill Gates now concludes that mRNA shots are actually not useful. Think about that. In an in-person conversation with the Lowry Institute, Bill Gates was in Australia speaking to these folks, and he admitted that the shots serve virtually no benefit to anyone especially the most vulnerable population, that is the elderly. Think about right. those admissions on top of the admission from the Pfizer exec that, hey, we go ahead and mutate the virus so that we can mutate the vaccine to match. That'll be a cash cow for us, he said on tape. Wow. Yeah. Where do we go with this? His name is Jordan Tristan Walker, Director of Research and Development of Strategic Operations and an MRA scientific guy at Pfizer, caught on hidden camera literally saying we create our own cash cow by mutating these viruses ourselves. Sheriff?
Well, Sam, we were telling Bill Gates and the rest of the world all along that these vaccinations were at the very least suspect and at the very most deadly and dangerous. And so we were warning people about this. The evidence just simply was not there to support any kind of universal vaccination with these drugs, because they were never properly tested. And as soon as they started, the guinea pigs, or the people of the world, were guinea pigs in the application and testing of these vaccines, and which most of them came out and said they're not vaccines at all. And so now we're having more evidence come forward day after day after day, which reminds me, I got to get this put all together in my book and make this known to the world that you were lied to once again, just like the war in Vietnam. We were lied to by government to get in that war, to stay in that war, and to kill 68,000 American young people in that horrible, ridiculous war. And I cannot support the military complex of this country that does this to promote their own selfish political agendas, as President Johnson did during the Vietnam War.
You know what I'm calling it, Sheriff? Treasonous criminal corruption? Betrayal.
It is. It is criminal betrayal.
Treasonous criminal betrayal. Look at Fauci and even Donald. Okay? They went forward without facts, without science. It was bad enough that they jettisoned all those things, but then they mocked those doctors, those physicians, those professionals who stood up and said, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't pass the scientific smell test. We're not going down this road. They literally destroyed careers and forced vaccinations. It's Nuremberg time, Sheriff, but Kevin McCarthy's too busy hanging out with Joaquin Jeffries making friends. Now he's going to go see Joe Biden to talk about the debt ceiling. We're not even on the things that matter, Doctor, Sheriff. We're not even on the things that matter at all.
No, and we really haven't been. And the one thing about Trump on that, he started off really well in addressing the vaccinations and the dangers. Remember, he announced that he got COVID and that he had been on hydroxychloroquine. Some people say hydroxychloroquine. Yes, but he announced to the world that it was helping him. And then a few weeks later, he started touting the vaccination. And the way it appears, he's been touting the vaccination ever since, which is really sad.
Either surrounded by the wrong people, or somebody's got him by the short hairs. Don't know which.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he thought it was the politically correct thing to do. Because he didn't want to line up on the side of people getting sick. So he thought the vaccination might be a good political ploy to support. It obviously
shame on that. Dr. Robert Malone, well-known physician that has stood up, and he's absolutely received character assassination at the hands of government, the medical establishment, and the media, has been right all along. And the proof is in the pudding now. He was spot on. And now he says this: I cannot vote for Donald Trump if he backs the vax. And I have to agree, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that no matter who gets the Republican nomination, I will support. If it's between Trump and Ron DeSantis. Yeah, our buddy Ron. But, you know, Sam, and you know, I've felt like this for decades. I am tired of...
Why don't you vote for Romney? I hear he's jumping in.
Vote for who?
Romney. He's going to jump in.
Oh, yeah.
Give you a chance to vote.
Yeah.
All right.
I made that mistake. I made that mistake once.
Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, so that's, I just wanted to highlight that as we go into the topic at hand today, which is frontline doctors. Now, we mentioned that I'm handling the day-to-day operations. I'm CEO of CSPOA because Sheriff Mack is helping a sister, is that what you call it, organization? A friendly organization, yes. Another patriot organization, get things yes. squared away. And boy, howdy, have they made some great strides, Sheriff.
I don't know if I agree with that. The only strides we've made so far is to go to court, and the judge ruled in our favor against Dr. Gold. And now she's out touting that she actually won and that the judge sided with her. So I have to tell you, when you were talking about Dr. Malone, it came into my mind and my heart that Dr. Simone Gold was standing on the right side of the vaccine from the get-go.
You're right.
2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, she stood in front of the United States Supreme Court with a dozen or more other physicians and doctors and surgeons who warned at that time that these vaccines were dangerous, ineffective, and possibly deadly. They also warned against the shutdowns and that we should not have shut down our schools and our businesses. And we certainly, according to these doctors, these medical doctors now, we should not have shut down liberty. We should not have shut down our Constitution.
And you and I know that because we understand the Constitution from the get-go. So we said no. Those who don't understand the principles of liberty well enough are the ones that fell for it. The rest of us stood tall from the beginning. On my very talk shows, we were telling everyone, this is bogus. Don't go for it. This is unacceptable. We've got to stand up. This can't happen. Yeah. Once you lose liberty, it's almost impossible to get it back, etc. Now, I don't want to take wind out of the sails of your point. I just want to highlight, we were backing Simone Gold and backing Robert Malone and backing these physicians who, in my opinion, are some of the most courageous people in the country, Sheriff.
Yes, and I absolutely applauded Dr. Gold. She was a hero to America, to everyone. And I was thrilled when she asked me to be on the board of directors for AFLDS. And that was December of 21. And I was very much involved. It was a lot of work. There was a lot of turmoil in the company, and I did not know when I came on that she was already in the process of buying a very expensive home with AFLDS money in Naples, Florida, a $3.6 million home where she and her boyfriend have been living for free. And I was not aware of any of that when I came onto the board, and the purchase of the home happened during that time. And I did not know that it had been approved by anybody. The board never gave it approval. And so one member of the board was aware of it and said, go ahead. But the board never approved it. And that was a big mistake. And I would not have approved it. And now we're in a position where we need to try to sell the home and have Dr. Gold find another place to live. The whole thing, Sam, is it went to court. Dr. Gold filed an injunction in court against us. She also demanded that two of us fire and terminate Joey Gilbert's position on the board. And she told us that ultimately we kind of said, well, don't we need to investigate your claims? Don't we need to take due process into consideration? She said, no, just do what I tell you. And so the truth of the matter is that Dr. Gold was no longer on the board. She was no longer in any official position with AFLDS. because back over a year ago, she actually resigned so that from AFLDS so that she could focus on a business, a for-profit business that she created called Gold Care. And we were all in favor of that too. I look forward to participating in Gold Care as a patient. And so it turned out that she, for some crazy reason, she actually was at the US Capitol and went inside on January 6th. I don't believe that she was guilty of a very serious crime, if any crime at all, but she pled guilty to a trespass, and she spent 50 days in prison, not jail, prison, in federal prison.
And I don't want to get off topic here, but I do want to say, though, this trespass stuff they're saying against everybody is absolutely 100% bogus. Whenever they don't want you somewhere, whenever they don't like what you have to say or think or believe or wear or whatever, they want to say you're guilty of trespass. It is this nebulous right. term they're using to violate your God-ordained, God-given rights, people. And the problem is, how can one person trespass but another person not? How do you trespass when the cops invited most of these people in? Anyway, we'll get to more on this, ladies and gentlemen. We want to work with Simone Gold the best we can. Let's make that very clear up front. You're watching The Sheriff Mac Show on Brighteon TV, and listening on Brighteon and Loving Liberty Radio.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Hi, I'm Titus.
I'm Isaac.
We are the Smith Bros, and we love Uncensored Truth, which is why you need to be with Brighteon TV. They're so awesome. Go to Brighteon TV right now.
Right now.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. Become a member of the posse today if you want to get involved in solutions. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. And Sheriff Mack, right before the pause, I was making the point that we definitely want to work with Dr. Simone Gold. She set the gold standard in standing up against government belligerence. and I commend her for that. Things weren't perfect as things unfolded. She started the Frontline Doctors group, and she's been key in fundraising for that group. But she made a few missteps, and really the board won this case yesterday because the board is in control of the organization. But I believe Simone Gold has an incredible role to play going forward. The question is if she will.
Yeah, it is. And I will tell you, Sam, the judge didn't really hear all the problems that occurred before she started fighting with the board of directors. Way back when she asked Amy Landau to be the executive director, and this was right when I started on as a board member. And Amy was very professional, very lovely person, really dedicated to all of this. And she ended up quitting just 2 months later. And it was because of the squabble she was having with Dr. Gold. And Dr. Gold, Amy accused her of micromanaging her and telling her how to run everything. And that Dr. Gold was just running everything through her, using her as a scapegoat and a few other things. And Amy did testify at the hearing, but she didn't testify about why she left. And she was simply testifying, as most of us did, that Dr. Gold did indeed resign from the board and from AFLDS. And that was the big contention of all of this.
That's why I say it was a big win, Sheriff, because really it established that the board is in control. That's the most salient point of the whole thing.
It is. It is. And Dr. Gold's contention was that she never really resigned because it was never in writing. And the judge countered and told her, you did it at a board meeting. It's on the minutes, and the minutes were actually prepared by you. And so there's absolutely no evidence that there were any conditions about her resignation. And I found her conditions to make her position worse for trying to get back on the board and for her lack of resignation. She says, you didn't make my demands. You didn't meet my demands. She demanded $50,000 a month. This is all in the notes. I have them right here in my hand from the judge's order. And the other one, even more so, is that she was to be paid $1.5 million from AFLDS donors to her pocket and in order to resign and start her personal business. I found that very alarming. And it made her position worse, not better. But this is what the last two paragraphs from the judge. The judge said, And I'm quoting and reading this now, Simone Gold is not on the board. The board can make any decision it feels is appropriate with respect to Gold's ongoing employment, in quotes. I don't know why employment is in quotes. Ongoing employment and status with the company. The court does not find, however, that Gold is causing irreparable injury to the company. I dispute that. She most certainly has. She has taken funds away. She has made it impossible for our staff to be paid. She's taken away internet access, emails. She's taken the CPA who is supposed to be paying people. He only works for her now. We told him all along that she had resigned. We showed him the proof. And now, even still, after he lied in court on this hearing, he is still not paying any attention to the board and is still only working for Dr. Gold. The next paragraph is very telling, and it kind of supports what you're saying. The request for injunctive relief by both sides are denied. He's then recommending a receivership. In other words, a mediator to take control of the company until everything is settled. Take offense to the judge's assertions and opinions, personal opinions, that we, the board that's on there now, cannot handle this. he doesn't understand how horrific or devastating these things were. But right when we were trying to fix everything, when I came on board in mid-October, this thing was already going downhill fast. And we were already in court. And so we've spent the last 3 months just simply getting ready for this hearing. And it's really hard to fix a company when you don't have access to the bank accounts, to the employees, to the internet, to the communications that have been established there by previous administrations. And so it was very difficult to run the company while we're trying to get ready for court. And that's a full-time job. He does say this, and I really like this. In the meantime, it is incumbent on these parties, that means the board and Dr. Gold, to resolve differences and comply with their duties to operate the company in a professional and reasonable manner. I would say this, it is time for us on the board and the people involved to put our pride aside and do what's best for this company, for this We the People company. It is their company. This is done by donors all over the country, maybe even some across the world. I know we've got donations more than just in America. And this is my outreach to Dr. Gold. It is time, Dr. Gold, for you to put your pride aside also. And it is time for us to come together and do what's best for this company. Not act like who's in charge and who's the boss and who's going to tell who and who's going to demand this and demand that. I wanted to reach out to you before this, and I tried. I am now saying, Dr. Gold, we need to come together. If we need to hire a mediator, that's fine with me. But I think we should be able to do this on our own and sit down like adults and do what's best for the company. Not do what's best for Sheriff Mack, not do what's best for Dr. Gold. Do what's best for AFLDS and the people that have helped organize this and make this happen.
And the people that it represents. Now, one of the things that is interesting in this decision is says, it's not clear to the court what Mack's or Sheriff Mack's role is in this. They say he does not appear to have any corporate managerial experience. I want to push back on that, Sheriff, because I don't believe that the court is familiar with some of the roles you played in your former employment life. Do you want to respond to that a little bit?
Yeah, I do, Sam. First of all, I was in one of the most unique positions in the world as a sheriff. I actually led a successful lawsuit that was done nationally against the federal government. My leadership brought that whole thing about. I had no one else backing me except the good Lord and my good wife. That was it. In the beginning, that was it. That's where this whole thing started. It took a lot of leadership. It took a lot of work. And I had to juggle that with a full-time job as sheriff. And it's a full-time job to take a case all the way to the Supreme Court and win. The other one, though, Sam, is something else you're very familiar with because you've had this man on, one of these people that I dealt with, and that was for a year and a half, almost 2 years, we had the most pertinent environmental issue, according to Earth First and Sierra Club, the most vital environmental issue was in Graham County, Arizona. I never anticipated that that would happen when I was sheriff. It was an absolute nightmare. People from all over the world and from all over the United States came to our county and protested and committed acts of sabotage. And this is how they riot. The Earth First people riot quietly. They don't bring guns. They don't bring bombs and Molotov cocktail. They bring sabotage and do it quietly. They spike roads with spikes that tear up tires. They spike trees that you're trying to cut down that could very well injure the person with the chainsaw and destroy the chainsaw. They put a girl 30 feet up in the air on a tripod like this. There's three huge logs, and up at the top, they have a Native American woman sitting. So if we try to take it down, she falls and kills herself. And so I coordinated and managed the personnel of 9 different police agencies, federal, state, county, and city agencies that were all involved in dealing with these protesters who came from all, again, from all over the world. There were hundreds of them on our mountain that the people of Graham County held very dear. And Mount Graham is ours. It's the mountain we all grew up on. It's where Boy Scouts grew up. It's where churches and everybody had retreats and get-togethers and family reunions. And this is one of the most beautiful mountains in the West. And it's ours. It's something that we held dear. And now all these protesters who did not even live in our county, didn't even live, most of them didn't even live in Arizona, are now coming and making it their own. And I now had to juggle the rights of the protesters with the rights of the people of Graham County. And a lot of these people committed acts of shoplifting and did drugs. And we kept a few of them in our jail. But I always, that's another part of the juggling. I wanted to make sure that we did everything to keep them out of our jails. Because now the people of Graham County would be footing the bill for these people to come in. And we just didn't have the room. And I also had a contract with the Federal Bureau of
Prisons. Understand, this was a federal as well as an international as well as a local organizational mediation that you had to kind of manage between all the different levels of government, these protesters and everybody. It went off so well. This man that I know, his name is Zach, literally started out hating Richard Mack because Richard Mack was government. Richard Mack was enemy. Richard Mack was environmental criminal because he didn't stand with the world firsters or whatever. Now he considers Richard Mack one of his dear friends because of the superb job of not using excessive force, but using kindness, discipline, courage, respect, dignity, honor. I could go on and on and on.
Well, I wanted to say something about the heart.
Yeah.
And that is something I did, Sam. I opened up communications with the protesters. I would go meet with them on a weekly basis. And not only that, I would bring food each time. And they were very grateful for that. But I met with leadership of Earth Firsters and everybody that was there. Sometimes I met with the entire group. Anybody who wanted to meet were welcome to meet with me. But I opened up lines of communication and we discussed each other's side. And I remember one guy saying, well, you're the enemy and we're walking along. And I said, I'm not the enemy. I respect your right to be here and I will protect your right to peacefully protest. I will die for that right. And so they started changing their tune a little bit because they never met a police officer or sheriff that talked like that before. And they even brought up, well, you're...
But let's be clear, not only talked like that, but acted and proved it.
Yeah, actually, yeah, totally. So they were actually marching on the road to block all the equipment to go up there and start landscaping and bulldozing and moving the earth to create these three telescopes. Those telescopes are there, owned by the Vatican and the University of Arizona. The Vatican, the Catholic Church, owns one of those. I never did understand that. But I will tell you that the Catholic Church was so pleased with what I had done that they had the Pope John Paul II actually gave me a medallion that I still have to this day, thanking me for my efforts. Now, this is the one thing, Sam, and you know this part too, that things got so tense between law enforcement and the protesters that it was starting to worry me. So what did I do? You remember what I did, don't you?
I think you set up a basketball game and you carried a girl down from the mountain on your back.
Yes. I challenged the Earth First protesters to a basketball game. And I called my old football coach, who is now the athletic director at Eastern Arizona College, and I asked him if we could play this at the Eastern Arizona College gymnasium. He said, yeah, that sounds like a great deal. He said, let's get some PR going. We'll be happy to help with this community effort and help the sheriff, absolutely. And so that was Lad Molyneux, and he really helped us. And this was the first time a lot of people had showers. He brought in towels, and everybody afterwards got to take showers. And those Earth Firsters don't take showers very much, so I was really glad about that. And because I worked with these people sometimes on a daily basis, and it was a lot of work, Sam. And I will tell you, look at the end result. Very few people, very few arrests, which saved tax dollars. Very little property damage. Very little property damage. No violence. No excessive force. There were the other police agencies there from University of Arizona and Department of Public Safety that brought their attack dogs, and they wanted to go after these people, and I would not let it happen. And I stood in the way, and I interposed, and I made sure that all of the police officers, many who did not work for me, my deputies knew and understood where they were supposed to be. But I did not get to train these other officers from the state and the federal government and University of Arizona. But I had to try to calm them down, and I did. And I said, there's not going to be any of this stuff. And I said, if somebody's out of line, let's look at it.
Not to mention all that happening, but he's running the jail and the sheriff's department all at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, the judge might be a wonderful person. He didn't get the whole story. Sheriff Mack and the board has been shanghaied by some of Dr. Gold's efforts. Now we hope to change that. Here's what the court case says, and then my plea, Sheriff. If Gold purports to be a director in the future and causes injury to the company, the court would consider issuing an injunction preventing her from purporting to act as a director. Hopefully, this doesn't happen and the parties will not be back before the courts. This dispute can be resolved. They need to obtain a qualified mediator and spend whatever time is necessary to resolve this dispute. I believe I could play that mediator role, believe it or not. Dr. Gold, we need your fundraising. We need your doctoral knowledge. We need your leadership. We need your involvement. But what we need to do is set aside all of our differences, and we need to say, Satan and your government wants this division in AFLDS. We the people can come together and rise above this in a meaningful way that can literally shame the devil, shame the government, and stand together for the sacred cause of liberty and to protect life. Remember, Dr. Gold, first do no harm. We're your friends. I know things got sideways. Let's bury the hatchet. Let's stand together in a way that can bless God's children, every one of us. And I believe it can be done very easily if everybody comes to the table. We certainly say, let's protect the investors, the people that make the engine run, and let's protect those who we are supposed to be serving. Let's serve and protect and defend all of our God-given rights, and I beg for everybody to sit down at the great round table to get it done. Sheriff?
Thank you, Sam. It's absolutely the way I feel. There's been a lot said back and forth that has caused some hurt feelings, but that's our response to that is all pride-related, as I mentioned before. We do not have to let this continue. We do not have to accept hurt feelings. I don't have to respond to this with hurt feelings. I can get rid of my hurt feelings. I can forgive, and we can move on and do what's best. And so I totally appreciate your remarks. Yes, this was probably not enough time for the judge to get a full picture, and he didn't. He didn't get a full picture. And I guarantee you that I have some skills in bringing people together. What I did on Mount Graham was absolutely an amazing come together of protesters and police and government officials.
Yeah, and then you went to the Supreme Court and stood tall for all 3,000 plus sheriffs in the country and provided leadership like nobody's business. So I say to the judge, you know what? You did a lot right, Judge. You decided that a mediator was the key to the solution, and you decided to stay out of it in a way that lets us go forward and solve it together. And I commend the judge for that, Sheriff.
Yeah, and obviously I said he doesn't know who I am, he doesn't know me, and he doesn't know my managerial experience. And it doesn't matter if it's the corporate world or if it's government, managing people is still the same. In fact, in my situation, I think it's a lot more difficult what I pulled off in the management and leadership skills that I used in with this horrible protest situation. It was absolutely horrible. And for almost 2 years, we had to deal with this. And don't forget, the number one environmental concern in the world.
How to win friends and influence people, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're about as we work through the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Become a member today. We thank all of you. The posse coming up soon with a good sheriff. Become a member and join for that. Thanks for watching Brighteon.tv and the Sheriff Mac Show.